Welcome, welcome, I'm Mr. Musing, and I'm here to show you how music can help you with your health. Health is made up of many different areas. When you look at these areas as a complete whole, you're looking at what is known as holistic health. An example of this could be listening to music to get you in a social mood to go to a party. Then, at the party, you might sing and dance, both of which are good for your physical health and your emotional health. Maybe you'll also meet someone new at the party who tells you about a fantastically inspirational song that then boosts your spiritual health, making you think about your values and what you can do that gives you meaning in life. Altogether, these things are enhancing your broader sense of health and holistic health. Different thinkers take different approaches to holistic health. Some well-known approaches include the United Nations definition of health, Professor Seligman's positive psychology, the New Economics Foundation Ways to Well-being, and Professor Dury's Teferi Tapafa. All of these approaches overlap, and they more or less agree that the following areas are pretty important: physical health, emotional health, social health, cultural health, spiritual health, natural health, and financial health. Music can help you improve or maintain your health in all of those areas, and all of those areas interconnect, overlap, and affect each other. For example, if you hear your favorite band from childhood playing on the radio, it might remind you of what you love about your culture, and that will probably also make you feel emotionally happy and might even prompt you to want to socially reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. So music has great power. So let's unpack those holistic health areas a bit more. What exactly do they mean? Physical health is about your bodily health and things like sleep, food, hydration, and exercise. Emotional health is about your thoughts, feelings, and connected behaviors. Social health is about the quality of relationships you have with the people around you. Cultural health is about the traditions, values, and ways of living in the groups that you connect with. Spiritual health is about your values and the things that give you meaning, which may or may not include religion. Financial health is about how you gain access to and use money to survive and thrive in our wacky capitalist world. And natural health is about how you respect and interact with our primary life support system, otherwise known as planet Earth. Stick with me, and we will discuss how music can help improve or maintain your health in all of these areas of life. Think about artists or bands that connect to the different areas of your holistic health. Here are mine. For physical health, I would say that Metallica connects most strongly for me, as they motivate me to exercise the most. For emotional health, I would choose Irish punk rockers Therapy, as they help me process my feelings when my marriage ended. For social health, 80s indie band The Smiths are a good fit, as they originate from close to where I was born, and they relate to some of the key relationships I had whilst growing up in Thatcherite Britain. For cultural health, I would choose New Order, Joy Division, my favourite band of all time, also originating down the road from my birthplace. They had a big influence on my local music scene, not only as a band, but also with their Factory Records label and Hacienda Nightclub. With spiritual health, I would go for the Pate Shop Boys, as their music connects with my personal values, like having a sense of humour, a sense of irony, and a concern for everyday people. Ethno-techno group Fundamental is a good one for financial health, as they made me think more deeply about the effects of global financial inequality and racism. The Orb is my choice for natural health, as they have an organic and cosmic vibe about them, and their hit Little Fluffy Clouds stuck very deeply in my mind. The bands that connect with you and your health areas might be very different to the ones I have chosen. That is absolutely A-okay, as everyone has different music preferences, and what matters is that you choose the artists or bands and kinds of music that work best for you. Imagine that your well-being is like a vinyl record, and that each health area represents one segment of the record. How would you rate each area of your health within the segments? Also, at what level would you rate these areas? Would you rate them as needs work, okay, or good? If you have areas that are in the needs work zone, then you might need to talk to a doctor or nurse, or talk to someone you trust if you are not sure what to do. Think of a song to motivate or inspire you to start or stick with some positive action you might want to take. If you have areas that are in the okay zone, think of a song to motivate or inspire you to start or stick with some positive action you can take that helps to get you into the good zone. What is the positive action you will take? If you have areas that are in the good zone, think of a song to motivate or inspire you to stick with your positive actions. What positive action do you want to pay most attention to? For me, I'd rate things as follows. My physical health needs work. I take some heart medication and my condition is pretty well controlled, but there's potential for improvement, mainly revolving around the need to eat less sugar. God's Great Banana Skin by Chris Rea is a good motivational song for me here. My emotional health is good. Groove Bird by Natural Born Grooves lifts my spirits no matter what mood I might be in. It's always good to know the songs like this that can bring happiness to you. My Social Health is Good. What Do You Want From Me by Adam Lambert is a bit of a theme tune for me here. I'm happy with a small social circle of high quality people, and I don't worry too much about the people who no longer want me in their life. My Cultural Health is Good. I love Hit by Sugar Cubes. It's a really perky song that ironically complains about how wonderful it is to have culturally unexpected great things happen. My Spiritual Health is Good. Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machines is a song I use to remind myself that the past is past, and that the here and now and the future can be so much better than much of what is now long gone. My financial health is okay. I need to get more disciplined with not spending too much money on eating out. It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It by Funboy 3 with Bananarama serves to remind me to stick to my budget. My natural health needs work. I recycle, and I have an electric vehicle, and I try to minimize the waste I generate, but I could do more, like composting my food waste and installing solar energy for the house. Learning to Fly by Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers is a song that helps here, as it's a song that makes you feel like you are being nudged rather than pushed to improve. It's interesting to think that music can have such a big motivating and inspiring effect on us, and that sometimes this effect is greater than the effect of people around us. Let's now have a think about what you use music for in life. Think of the different uses of music and try to name them in categories. Here are four uses and categories that I use music for. The first category I call energizing, motivating, and uplifting music. For me, songs that go into this category include Flotation by Vincent D'Amore, Edge of Heaven by Wham, and Wannabe, the Dub Slam Mix by The Spice Girls. The second category I call processing difficult emotions music. For me, songs that fall into this category include Novelty by Joy Division, All I Ask of Myself Is That I Hold Together by Ned's Atomic Dustbin, and Don't Let Me Get Me by Pink. The third category I call funny, whimsical, don't take life too seriously music. For me, songs that go into this category include Armitage Shanks by Sultans of Ping, Jesus in a Camper Van by Robbie Williams, and Paranoimia, the Paranoid Mix by Art of Noise featuring Max Headroom. My fourth category I call meaning of life music. And for me, songs that fall into this category include Don't Bang the Drum by The Waterboys, Tower of Strength by The Mission, One of the Living by Tina Turner. Try and think of your own categories and songs that work for you in each of those categories. Also consider how those categories might connect with the holistic areas of health. I would say that my category of energizing, motivating, and uplifting music relates to the physical holistic health area. For the category of processing difficult emotions music, I would say that connects most strongly to the emotional holistic health area. The category funny whimsical don't take life too seriously music for me links with the cultural holistic health area, and my category of meaning of life music for me sits best with the spiritual holistic health area. This means I might have some gaps in how I use music for health purposes. Those gaps are in the areas of social, financial, and natural health. That's okay, as in addition to music, we use all sorts of things in life to support us with our health in life. It's worth reflecting on this a bit, though, as I remember that I used to use music to get me in a social mood before going out to a get-together, and maybe I could start using music more to get me into an outgoing frame of mind once again. Professor Seligman's theory of positive psychology states that five things in particular are important for good health and flourishing. These five things are known as PERMA. The P of PERMA is for positive emotions, which is similar to the holistic area of emotional health. The E of PERMA is for engagement and being engaged with activities that we enjoy, which could also include mindfulness and flow. Flow is when you get that feeling of being in the zone, when you are doing something skilled and enjoyable that you are good at. The R of PERMA is for relationships, which is similar to the holistic area of social health. The M of PERMA is for meaning, which is similar to the holistic area of spiritual health, and your desire to pursue goals and engage in activities that connect with values that are important to you. The A of PERMA is for accomplishment, which is something we experience when we achieve goals. These could be goals that are small or large. Accomplishment is really a sense of feeling like we are moving forward in life and getting things done that matter to us. The PERMA approach is very widespread nowadays, so it's worthwhile thinking about how we use music to help us with each of the five PERMA areas. Using the music you selected for the health areas and any other or alternative selections you might want to make, identify a couple of songs that fit into each of the PERMA areas. Here are a couple of songs that work for me in each of the PERMA areas for positive emotion. I'm repeating a couple of my earlier selections, which are Flotation by Vincent D'Amour and Wannabe the Dub Slam Mix by the Spice Girls. For engagement, I'm adding in the new song of Champagne Supernova by Oasis and repeating the soaring power of Tower of Strength by The Mission. For relationships, I've added two new songs as I was a bit thin on the social aspect of health. Those songs are Better Be Good to Me by Tina Turner and Say I'm Your Number One by Princess. For meaning, I've stuck with Don't Bang the Drum by The Waterboys and added Misfit by Curiosity Killed the Cat. For accomplishment, I have two new entries, which are Star Wars Main Theme by John Williams and Working on the Highway by Bruce Springsteen. Once you have made your selections, have a closer look at how many of the original holistic health area songs you kept and how many new songs you added, and then have a think about what the reasons for those selections might have been. And now let's reflect on a few classic thought-provoking quotes about music. To start with, here is Pablo Casals, Spanish composer from the mid-1950s, who said, "Music is the divine way to tell beautiful, poetic things to the heart." Next up, here's the cheery fellows Friedrich Nietzsche, German philosopher from the late 1800s, and one of the cleverest things he said, "Without music, life would be a mistake." Victor Hugo, French writer of The Hunchback of Notre Dame from the 1800s, gave us the following, which reminds us of the articulate sophistication that music can convey. Music expresses that which cannot be put into words and that which cannot remain silent. And Hans Christian Andersen, Danish fairy tale author from the 1800s, said something similar but maybe in reverse. Life is like a beautiful melody, only the lyrics are messed up. Finally, Here's Leo Tolstoy, Russian writer of War and Peace from the 1800s, with an undeniably economical succinticity. Music is the shorthand of emotion. Now it's time for a quick story. Clive Waring's story is one of resilience in the face of debilitating illness. In 1985, Clive, an accomplished British conductor, suffered a severe brain infection, which left him with severe amnesia. Clive retained his ability to play the piano and conduct choirs, skills deeply ingrained in his long-term memory. Music became a lifeline, allowing him to express himself when words and memories failed him. When playing or conducting music, Clive transformed. The confusion and agitation caused by his amnesia subsided, replaced by a focus and fluency that defied his condition. Clive's condition suggests that our connection to music is woven into the fabric of our identity. Clive's wife, Deborah, wrote the book Forever Today. Pick up a copy if you want to learn more about Clive's story. Next, I have my top 10 countdown of songs that could help inspire your thinking around holistic health. Starting at number 10, it's One Love, People Get Ready by Bob Marley and the Wailers. At 9, we have Human by Rag End Bone Man. Coming in at 8, it's Survivor by Destiny's Child. In at 7, we have With a Little Help from My Friends by The Beatles. Shaking things up at number 6, we have Sex on the Streets by Pizza Man. Straight in at number 5, it's Wasted Years by Iron Maiden. Looking Pretty at number 4, I Believe by Utah Saints. And the first of the big three, at number 3, it's You Gotta Be by Desiree. Only one place shy of the top spot, here's Things Can Only Get Better by D-Ream. And finally, taking out the top spot at number 1, it's the smash hit Open Your Mind by Usura. Have a go at making your own top 10 of songs that make you think about the different and interconnected areas of holistic health, and come back to your list from time to time to refresh your thinking on how well your health areas are working together. And finally, to wrap us up for this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can buy a printable .pdf of all of the exercises I went through from my Etsy shop, the link for which is in the show description details. I'd be incredibly grateful if you would buy a copy of this to support the hours of work I put into pulling this show together. I also want to play you a sample of a song I cooked up, which I think gives a feeling of hope, optimism, and a broad sense of well-being that connects to holistic health. It's called Now It's the Time. Please support my work by buying the full-length version of Now It's the Time. You can find the link for this in the show description details. Until next time, I wish you the best of musical health and keep on rocking and a-rolling.